to the Ungovernables, the Captain Screw, the LFA family, McGroin Nation, coming to you live from the deep red state of Tennessee on rumble.com/LFA TV, also over on X. Welcome to Ungovern. Happy Tuesday. 57 degrees in the great state of Tennessee this morning. And if we could do that every day, boy, would life be great. Still great, but it would be great.
Oh, yeah.
Every day, 57 degrees this morning. So I'm going to have to find out whatever Jew is controlling the weather, according to Kyle Serafin. You know, now apparently, if you haven't been watching that guy's downward spiral, I used to really respect him. It's a shame. I guess he feels snubbed and started taking out all of his anger on Dan Bongino and Cash Patel. So now, according to Kyle, Cash Patel's girlfriend is a Mossad agent. This is where we are now. And I just, okay. Which only proves the theory that folks like myself and Misfit Patriot have, that when you start to need more attention, you just start doing Jew stuff. And that's exactly what's going on there. And, you know, maybe giving it the light of day isn't necessarily the right thing to do, but I think it is because it's important to highlight people behaving foolishly and in an attempt to tell everybody else, right, to warn everybody, to say, hey, this one's off the rails. I know Ozzy passed away, but this one's off the rails on a crazy train. Now, I love this 57 degrees every morning now. It's the last two mornings. That's probably not going to last forever until we get deeper into fall. They call this false fall, but it's real enough for us.
It's fall.
It's real enough for us.
Walk into our house, it's fall.
Oh, in our house, it is definitely fall. It is. There's pumpkins everywhere. There's orange. You know that.
Apparently, it's Walmart in our house.
It's the Walmart seasonal section.
Dad, no, I haven't bought a single thing at Walmart.
But no, I'm not saying it's the stuff from Walmart. I'm saying we have entered the season early, as a retailer usually does. That's what happens.
Yeah.
And it's what I said yesterday. We've entered the season early, as most retailers do. But it's funny. It's good. It's nice. It's fall. We're going to have an extended fall. I love fall. I need some pumpkin beer ASAP. So hopefully that'll start rolling out soon.
It would be
very good. All right. There you go. Jeremy with a posted message in the chat. Make sure you follow Brennan on Instagram. She does great videos about her day. That is true. That is very true. And there's usually always cats.
Oh, yeah.
In those videos. So,
well, I got to show the people the cats.
Yes.
Everyone loves the cats.
And they're usually very spunky. Sometimes
you got to give the people what they want.
The people. She does better than Congress. There you go. All right, we're going to get into a bunch. I'm going to give you a warning right now. Bongino Army in the house. Ring the bell, says USA Trump. We need a bell. Ding, 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 ding. We need one of those.
No, we don't.
Yes, we do. I need a huge Liberty bell to come down from the... By the way, for those of you in the Philly area, it's Philadelphia's fault that the Liberty Bell cracked. I always did. Remember the Irish drinking song from Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Yeah.
I said, I'd like to tell you something. It's just a simple fact that if the bell was in New York, it never would have cracked. They got so mad when I did that in Philly. Go back to New York, Dan. I said, I will. You make bad pizza. All right. We're going to get to Cracker Barrel, but I'm going to give you a warning. This is a fair warning up front. Okay? A fair warning up front. The Democrats were singing again yesterday.
Oh.
So we are going to go down that road. It's only a 14-second video, but get your... get them ready. The Democrats were singing again yesterday to protest the deportation of Kilmer Abrego Garcia, who, as we said yesterday, an Obama judge decided, no, you can't deport him yet. Guys, I'm getting so fed up with this dude. I would have no problem if he just went to Alligator Alcatraz and never came back. Of course, remained alive, but they just detained him indefinitely at Alligator Alcatraz. And News Nation this morning did this. Oh, he was mistakenly deported. Kilmer was not mistakenly deported. He was illegal. He admitted to being illegal. He was deported on purpose, rightfully, to El Salvador. Okay. So we do have that. We have the Cracker Barrel stuff. I got to read you this statement from Cracker Barrel. They are admitting complete and total failure Obviously, though, they've gone too far down the road to turn back. And I totally forgot. I knew this, but I totally forgot throughout this whole thing. Cracker Barrel started in Lebanon, Tennessee. I had no idea. Well, I did have an idea.
Oh, yeah, I think your dad told us.
Yeah. I mean, I've been told several times. My dad told us. I've been told several. But I forgot. That's where our friends up in Wilson County are probably very upset about it. So Cracker Barrel, Wilson County, Lebanon, Tennessee, their statement was awful. Look, you know how I feel about the flag burning thing, but I do think Donald Trump, when he spoke about it, led people, say, uh-oh, this is a little too much. But if you read the text of the executive order, I have no problem with this executive order when it comes to flag burning. And you guys know my stance when it comes to flag burning, right? And what's protected, what's not protected. I've done this a million times, but we're going to do it again today because I think a lot of people, and I was too, before I read the text of the executive order, I said, no. But I read the text and said, oh, okay. So I went from no to oh. Right. So we've got that. Trump is waging war on cashless bail in Washington, D.C., which I just love, coming from New York myself, where Andrew Cuomo was the architect of cashless bails. The first place it was tried in the country was New York. Andrew Cuomo. Remember Tad Sherwood? Remember that guy the long kept sending us? Tad. Yeah. Right. It sounds like Todd. George Carlin. That guy kept getting in trouble in upstate New York at Otsego County, and he just kept getting released. It was like drugs for children, etc. So we've got that. Democrats are having fundraising issues. We touched on it yesterday. We're going to touch on that a little bit more today because there's a story about Kamala Harris that came out today. And if we get to it, California Republican Party kind of being pesky. So we will get to all that and more. Before we do that, I want to get to a word from our friends over at Slnt. It's slnt.com/SHAWN Sierra Hotel Alpha Whiskey November. Let's face it, folks, your phone. This guy right here, I love it, does a lot of good things, but it tracks you everywhere you go, right? Everywhere we go, people want to know where you are. Not who you are, they don't care who you are. They want to know where you are. Your phone is a tracking device. Government agencies, big tech, corporate data brokers, even cyber criminals, they're all fighting for a piece of your digital footprint, and they don't ask, right? They don't ask. They don't ask. They just take it. That's why Slnt exists. Slnt makes Faraday gear that blocks all wireless signals, cellular, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, GPS, real RFID, and near-field communications. No signal. You know what that means? It means no remote access. It means no breadcrumbs. It means no tracking. No breadcrumbs. Take that, Hansel and Gretel. Same tech. This same technology is trusted by special operations teams worldwide, used to block signals, avoid surveillance, and secure communications wherever the mission leads. And right now, this technology is available to you to protect your family, to protect your freedom, and to secure that digital footprint. Drop your phone in a Slnt Faraday sleeve, and it is off the grid, completely Slnt, invisible to the outside world. From their backpacks to sleeves to crossbodies, their patented technology gives you control over your privacy. Just go to slnt.com/Sean to save 15%. And free shipping on qualifying orders. That is Slnt, slnt.com/Sean. That's Slnt, slnt.com/Sierra Hotel Alpha Whiskey November. Slnt.com/SHAWN. Little honey spray for the throat. You can hear it's getting a little scratchy. And folks, before we continue on and do a little bit of dunking on Cracker Barrel. What is that? What are you talking about? A new hobby. What's your new hobby? What's the new one?
Bad Moon asked how I liked being poked because he's been poking me on Facebook and I have literally no idea what it means.
You know, I've never known what being poked was on. Well, I'll tell you who knows about being poked. Pete Buttigieg. Okay. but on Facebook, I've never understood the poking.
I don't really understand it, but it's funny.
It's like so-and-so has poked you.
Don pokes me.
There used to be an app on Facebook called Pillow Fight. And we used to just hit each other with virtual pillows. And I was like, it's way more fun to just show up at your house and smack you with a pillow and then go home. All right, let's move on to a word from our friends over at OFP Farms. It's OFPFarms.com. Ladies and gentlemen, explore the wonderful quality of Faith Farm and Freedom products with a special limited time 15% discount on your entire purchase. Take a peek at the lineup from OFP Farms, America's go-to soap company, famous for natural ingredients, the skin-loving perks of tallow and goat milk, and a big heart for farm-to-family skincare. Whether you're looking for gentle skincare or thoughtful gifts, these products bring together expert care and good values to make your daily routine better. Do not miss this chance to enjoy premium products that support your health and ethical choices like... You say you want a revolution. This smells like the... This smells like the Declaration of Independence. This soap smells like the ink that came out of Thomas Jefferson's quill pen in the Declaration of Independence. Okay? The revolution soap. You want a revolution? It smells like the Boston Tea Party. Go to OFPFarms.com. Use the promo code Sean, S-H-A-W-N, to get 15% off of your entire purchase. That's OFPFarms.com, promo code Sean. You got the revolution soap. You got the We the People soap. You've got gift boxes. How could you forget about the gift box? You know what we haven't shown in a while?
Show it.
They did an inauguration set. This is by far the best set I think OFP Farms has ever done. Yeah, Gary, really cool. Great McGroin, can attest to this. He actually did an unboxing. Not for us, but he posted it on Rumble because he was so excited about it. Great McGroin in the chat. So I was like, this is great. Let me pull it. And we put it up there. This is the inauguration set. Look, guys. Come on. What other company, like Cracker Barrel, could learn a thing or two from OFP Farms and their branding? Look at this. So that was their inauguration set that was in January and February of this year. And folks, this is, I mean, I keep the box because it's so cool. It was like regal when we got it. So go to OFPFarms.com. Use the promo code Sean, S-H-A-W-N, for 15% off of your entire purchase. That's OFPFarms.com, promo code S-H-A-W-N, for 15% off, off 15% off your entire purchase. Okay. Cracker Barrel. This is, I have never seen, I mean, yes, we have seen it. I was about to say, I've never seen a brand shoot itself in the foot this much. Yes, we have. Bud Light. We have. And Target did it, and Kohl's did it, and Ulta, and a lot of these. But this was such an unforced error that I have no idea how the CEO still has a job. I have no idea. And that woman... she was so condescending when she was on with Michael Strahan, right? With his Gap. When she was on with Michael Strahan and he was asking her, like, you know, there's been some pushback. And she was like, no. We've actually gotten requests to have this done. Well, maybe by your management. Right? Maybe by employees because they're going to get new stuff. The store will actually, you know, the location will actually be clean for a little bit. But I can guarantee you that there were no customers, or if there were, a very small number of them. Just look at the stock. Their stock is down 17% in the last month. It's bad. That's not good. That's not good, right? So I want you to think, okay? She came out, they said, oh, it's just a vocal minority. Well, that vocal minority is causing you to lose, I mean, tons of money, tons of market share, tons of value, right, when it comes to the price of your stock. And so they have finally been forced to admit that they made an oopsie. Have you ever seen the movie The Hangover? Have you ever seen the movie The Hangover? There's that scene where Bradley Cooper is in the desert and he gets on the phone and he's like, guys, we f***ed up, right? Like he makes the phone call, yeah. We effed up. We lost Doug. Like we screwed up. He finally comes to grips that like the problem is beyond fixing. That's what Cracker Barrel's doing right now. Let me read for you this statement. I'm going to put it on the screen, but it's very small. So I'm going to read for you this statement. Cracker Barrel deciding to finally admit that they made a big oopsie and now they're in full-blown damage control. Here you go. Cracker Barrel. If the last few days have shown us anything, it's how deeply people care about Cracker Barrel. We're truly grateful for your heartfelt voices. Yeah, I'm sure they are. They're probably like, these people just need to go away. You've also shown us what we could have done, that we could have done a better job sharing who we are and who we'll always be. Oh, we can see who you are and we know what you're going for. What has not changed and what will never change are the values this company was built on when Cracker Barrel first opened in 1969. Hard work, family, and scratch cooked food made with care, a place where everyone feels at home, no matter where you're from or where you're headed. That's the Cracker Barrel you'll always find. I walk into one of those minimalist rebranded Cracker Barrels, I certainly don't feel at home. The things people love most about our stores aren't going anywhere. Rocking chairs on the porch, that's a good sign. A warm fire in the hearth, peg games on the table, unique treasures in our gift shop, and vintage Americana with antiques pulled straight from our warehouse in Lebanon, Tennessee. We love seeing how much you care about our old timer. We love him too. Uncle Herschel will still be on our menu. We're going to eat Uncle Herschel? I'm just kidding. Welcome back, Uncle Herschel's favorite breakfast platter, on our road signs and featured in our country store. He's not going anywhere. He's family. While our logo on remodels may be making headlines, our bigger focus is still right where it belongs, in the kitchen and on your plate, serving generous portions of the food you crave at fair prices and doing it with the kind of country hospitality that brightens your days and creates lasting memories. Meatloaf, chicken and dumplings, country fried steak, sides that taste like Sunday supper, and yes, the world's best pancakes, they're all still here with a few new dishes joining the menu. Whether you're a longtime fan or a first-time guest, we want you to feel at home around our table. We also want to be sure Cracker Barrel is here for the next generation of families, just as it has been for yours. That means showing up on new platforms and in new ways, but always with our heritage at the heart. We take that responsibility very seriously. No, you don't. You don't. Why would you have destroyed the brand if you take that responsibility very seriously? We know we won't always get everything right the first time, but we'll keep testing, learning, and listening to our guests and our employees. At the end of the day, our promise is simple. You'll always find comfort, community, and country hospitality here at Cracker Barrel. Uncle Herschel wouldn't have wanted it any other way. Thank you for caring so much. And come see for yourself the country hospitality that makes Cracker Barrel feel like home. The problem with Cracker Barrel and this idea of country hospitality is that it feels like a modernized Starbucks. It feels like you're walking into a jail with these new Cracker Barrel. They know they messed up, but they're too far along to do anything about it, right? And that's the biggest issue. All Cracker Barrel had to do to be successful, now their stock was down, right? I mean, they needed to do something. This was not that thing. You know, how about leaning in to what made you good in the first place? When you know what's funny? For those of you who watch sports, right? Baseball in particular. And you have a hitter. Let's say he's a great hitter. You know, he's a .320 batting average, gets on base a lot, hits a lot of singles, steals a lot of bases, and all of a sudden, that hitter hits a home run, a moonshot, and he realizes, hey, I've got some power. And instead of being that good on-base, leadoff type, .320 batting average, get on base, steal bases, manufacture runs, kickstart the offense, he just starts, because he hit that home run, he got that taste, he just starts swinging for the fences every time. And his batting average that used to be .320 winds up down at .240. And he's also not hitting home runs because it's unnatural. It's not the type of game he plays. That's what Cracker Barrel did. And it takes the right hitting coach to go to that player and say, dude, just go back to what made you good in the first place. Go back to the basics. Just be who you are. Be Cracker Barrel. Be who you are. Don't try and be these modernized. There's a niche. There's a void for what Cracker Barrel provides or used to provide. There's a void. Remember Taco Bell, what those restaurants used to look like? They used to look like Mexican restaurants. Now they look like boxes. That's just a regular industrialized Lego building smack in the middle that happens to serve tacos. Their buildings are indistinguishable from that of a Wendy's or a McDonald's or a Burger King or any of those restaurants. The only thing that distinguishes them is what food comes out of the kitchen, which ultimately is why you go. But people go to Cracker Barrel also for the ambiance. They go there for the, oh, this is like an old country store. It's, you know, has that old time kind of in the woods, in the country feeling. Not anymore. Just go back to what you're good at. Nobody asked for this. All Cracker Barrel had to do was lean in to that traditional aspect. Lean in to what made them popular in the first place. Own their brand. But when you put this just putrid woman in charge of this brand, she literally, you know what she tried to do with Cracker Barrel? She tried to New Yorkify Cracker Barrel. Right? She tried to New Yorkify Cracker Barrel. She tried to say, well, we're going to appeal to more than just, no, nobody wants you to be this generic, nothing special about you restaurant. We just want you to be, and they said it in there, we want you to be the place that we've loved for so long. Unfortunately, that message is not going to help anything. The only thing that will help is if the company says, okay, you know what? That whole remodel thing, we're abandoning all of it. We're abandoning all of it. And the stores that have been remodeled, we're going back. Mm-hmm. That's the only thing that'll help. Because why? Because actions speak louder than words. If Cracker Barrel would just stick to what they're good at, stick to what you're good at, they'd be successful long term. That baseball player who's your leadoff hitter, who all of a sudden starts swinging for the fences every time and watches his batting average tank, it's exactly what Cracker Barrel's doing right now. It's exactly what they're doing. They're trying to do something different than what made them popular and successful in the first place. I get you want to appeal to more people, fine. I mean, I totally get it. I totally get it. But Northeasterning your Southern tradition restaurant is not the way to do it. It's not the way to do it. And look, I'm not just saying it because I don't like it. Their stock is getting hammered. It's obviously not just me. I never held Cracker Barrel stock. I had no Cracker Barrel stock to sell. It's not just me. John Rich posted on over the weekend, the Cracker Barrel up in Mount Juliet, Tennessee. Empty parking lot at dinner time on a Saturday. That's not good. And there were other people around the country visiting their local Cracker Barrels, finding the same thing. Just stick to what you're good at. Just go back to the basics. Just be that, you know, yeah, you're not going to hit 50 home runs a year. That's not what we want from you. Right? You're going to be our leadoff hitter. We want you to get on base. We want you to steal bases. We want you to get in the head of the opposing pitcher. Help manufacture runs. We don't want you to swing for the fences in that number one spot. We want you to get on base and get driven in. That's your job. That's your role. We don't want Cracker Barrel to look like some modern coffee shop out of Seattle. We don't need whites and grays and minimalist, brutalist crap in your stores. We just want what makes you you. And they got away from it. And now I have a feeling they're not going to get any of those people back unless they do a complete 180. A complete 180 from the direction that they've taken that brand in. It's not just about the logo. It's not just about the logo. I have a feeling if Cracker Barrel had just changed the logo, people would be upset, but the actual locations would still be the same. And they'd go, all right. It's just a logo. I don't like it, but it's just a logo. They have changed everything. Everything. Just go back to what you're good at. That's all people want. With this CEO, I can tell you what she's going to do. Because we know this type. This is an HOA Karen, right? This is one of these people. It's just a vocal minority. Oh, it's just a vocal minority? Well, the vocal minority is destroying your brand. It's not a vocal minority. I thought we were done with this crap, with the branding and the change and the woke. I guess not. Now Robbie Starbuck is on him. He's a pit bull. He's out there, you know, he's got his teeth into this story, tearing the brand to shreds. It's not something he wants to do, obviously. He's from Tennessee, lives in Tennessee, Middle Tennessee. Nobody wants this brand to fail, but I want the rebrand to fail. And it's failing. All right. Let's get to Kilmar Abrego Garcia now. Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Here we go. I said this yesterday, that Judge Zinnes or whatever, you know, stupid, you know, Obama-appointed judge, of course, blocking the immediate deportation of Kilmar Abrego Garcia. Demes 13 is back, of course, and so you're seeing the ripple effect of that. This judge, I think her name is Paula Zinnes, has absolutely, she says, she absolutely forbidden. Your clients are absolutely forbidden at this juncture to remove Mr. Abrego Garcia from the continental United States, despite the fact that he has a final deportation order. A federal judge appointed by former President Obama ruled that the Trump administration is absolutely forbidden from deporting alleged MS-13 gang member Kilmer Abrego Garcia for now. This comes after Abrego Garcia was detained by ICE in Baltimore on Monday after his release in Tennessee. U.S. District Judge Paula Zinnes blocked his deportation and said in court to the Trump administration legal team, your clients are absolutely forbidden at this juncture to remove Mr. Abrego Garcia from the continental United States. That is the understanding that we have. Your Honor, yes, the DOJ lawyer Drew Ensign said in response per The Hill, we certainly understand that. Third country removals often take some time, according to the DOJ lawyer. It just goes to show you again, the Democrats fighting for criminals, fighting for dirtbags and scumbags and illegal aliens that don't belong here in the first place. And they mobilized their chorus yesterday. Who are their chorus? It's their protesters that go out there and sing. So I told you this. I warned you that I'm going to play the Democrats singing today. This is only 14 seconds long, but I don't know why they keep doing this. I don't know what they think they're accomplishing. Maybe it is just for publicity. Maybe it is just for attention. And that's one thing. People do this to me all the time on X. It really gets me mad. I'm clearly mocking. Like when I post clips of, let's say, Candace Owens saying ridiculous things and going, look, she's being ridiculous. Or when I post a screenshot of one of the Krasensteins posts and I say, look at how stupid this guy is. Or when I post, the Gavin Newsom account that's being absolutely, you know, just moronic. And I say, look at how moronic they're being. People are like, oh, don't give it attention. That's exactly what they want. I'm mocking them. So what would you rather do? So when someone's acting foolish, do we just ignore it and not point out that they're being foolish? Then it's going to be, why aren't you talking about this? It's a lose-lose. So here's the thing. I'm playing this because we're mocking them. Understand what we're doing, okay? We're mocking these Democrats who are wearing pink vests and singing very poorly in favor of an illegal alien gang member to keep him from being deported from the United States. We're mocking them. Are we clear? The ex-Karens are just something else. Don't give it air. You're gone. Do I have to give you a 24-hour timeout? We're experimenting with a new strategy. The 24-hour timeout. It worked, by the way. He didn't refollow me, but he commented, I'm not going to engage. I said, well, you're engaging right now, Brent. Here are the Democrats in their pink vests singing again. I'm sorry that I had to play this for you, but here it is. Democrats singing in favor of Kilmer Abrego Garcia. It's bad. You've been warned.
Kilmer is our neighbor. You can't have him, Trump. No!
No!
Kilmer is our neighbor. You can't have him, Trump.
Everybody, hoo-hoo-yah.
I don't know why they keep doing that. I have no idea. Kilmer. Who is that inspiring? Other than inspiring me to mock them. Kilmer is our neighbor. You can't have. It sounds like Chuck Schumer. Charles, you can't have him, Trump. No!
Kilmer is our neighbor. You can't have
Charles Schumer.
Trump. No!
No! I just don't get it. I don't know what they're going for. I really don't know what they're going for with this.
Everybody, hoo-hoo-yah.
A-woo. Hey, everybody, a-woo. All right. So, that's what the Democrats spent their day doing yesterday. Pink vests. Kilmer is our neighbor. You can't have him, Trump. No! Kilmer. I don't know what they think they're accomplishing. But, they gave us a good laugh. So, appreciate the content, guys and gals. Thank you very much. Let's take a quick break, and we're going to talk about this flag-burning thing because this set the internet on fire a bit yesterday. Rightfully, but also not rightfully when you read the text of the executive order. So we'll get to that. We'll clear up all of that. Before we do, I want to talk to you about our friends over at Armra Colostrum. It's tryarmra.com/LFATV, tryarmra.com/LFATV. Folks, you know, I'm always on the lookout for ways to strengthen my immunity, my gut health, and improve my fitness and metabolism and enhance my skin and hair radiance. That's what Armra Colostrum can do. It can do that for you and a whole lot more. Colostrum is the first nutrition we receive in life, contains all the essential nutrients that our bodies need in order to thrive. Colostrum can help reactivate your hair growth and help your skin glow. You can stimulate stem cells and collagen production, increasing elasticity for plumper skin, guarding against UV damage, chemicals, and pollutants from the environment, and clearing blemishes for a glowy complexion. You can fortify gut health and ignite your metabolism, and you can fuel fitness, performance, and recovery. Check it out at Try, that's T-R-Y, Armra, A-R-M-R-A, tryarmra.com/LFATV for 15% off of your first order. That's tryarmra.com/LFATV, tryarmra.com/Lima Foxtrot Alpha Tango Victor, tryarmra.com/LFATV. Kilmar is our neighbor.
Oh. Everybody, hoo-hoo-yah.
All right. I'm going to play this quick video for you because I forgot to do it during the Cracker Barrel segment, but the Democrats are having a very hard time with their branding. Actually, you know what? We're going to hold off on that. We're going to hold off on that because we have a story about the Democrats' fundraising issues anyway, and what they're doing with Kamala Harris still, which is just, it's August. It's almost been a year. It's been 9 months since the 2024 election, and they're still involved with Kamala Harris in a way that you don't want to be involved with her. So we will get to that. We're going to do the flag burning stuff in just a minute. Before we get to that, I got to get to a word from our friends over at Patriot Mobile. I know you've got a lot of choices for cell phone service. I mean, they're popping up everywhere, these third-party cell phone companies. There's new ones popping up all over the place. But here's the truth. There's only one that boldly stands in the gap for every American that believes that freedom is worth fighting for. And it sounds like all of you believe freedom is worth fighting for. The good news is you can switch to Patriot Mobile today without sacrificing quality or service, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. If you're worried about coverage, don't be worried about coverage. Patriot Mobile uses all three major U.S. networks. If you've got service in this country today, you will have good or better coverage with Patriot Mobile, okay? They use all three major U.S. networks. So if you're on Verizon, you're like, Verizon's number one. You're on T-Mobile, you're like, I love T-Mobile. You're on AT&T, I love AT&T. Whoever you're on, whoever, or maybe you're on one of those other ones, Patriot Mobile is using those same towers. So you're not going to lose quality of coverage at all. If you think switching is a hassle, it's not. You can keep your number, you can keep your phone, or you can upgrade. Patriot Mobile's 100% U.S.-based team will get you activated in just minutes from the comfort of your own home. If you're stuck in a contract or you owe money on your phone, don't worry about that either. Hakuna Matata. It means no worries. Patriot Mobile has a contract buyout program as well. They're here to help you. This is how we win, folks, by aligning our spending with our values. Every dollar that we spend matters, and where we spend it matters. Go to patriotmobile.com/FARASH or call 972-PATRIOT. Use promo code FARASH, FARASH, and get a free month of service. That is patriotmobile.com/FARASH or call 972-PATRIOT and use the promo code FARASH, FARASH, for a free month of service. patriotmobile.com/FARASH. Okay. Donald Trump waging war against cashless bail in New York City. This is good. This is great. I have no problem with this whatsoever. Again, this is going to show Democrats and blue cities, Democrat-run cities, how dangerous cashless bail is. By the way, we are now 12 days since the last homicide in Washington, D.C., and the left is very unhappy about that. Could you imagine being so infected by Trump derangement syndrome that a place that has been infested by crime, Washington, D.C., has gone 12 straight days without a murder, and you're like, someone just died already. We need to stick it to Trump. That's what they're doing. That's the left now. They are rooting for humans to kill other humans so they can say, see, what Trump's doing isn't working. Imagine being like that. Look, if there's one thing I can say, when Joe Biden was president, I expected him to fail, but I did not root for him to fail. Because if the president fails, the country fails. And I want the country to succeed. no matter who the president is. I wanted to be wrong about Joe Biden. I wanted Joe Biden to be the greatest president in history because then our lives would have been better. I didn't think it was going to happen. But, you know, sometimes there's pleasant surprises. That was not the case. But I never once, not ever, rooted for people to die, rooted for people to lose their homes, rooted for people to lose their jobs, just so that I could say, look, Joe Biden's destroying our country. That's not the way I operate. And I don't think that's the way a lot of us operate now. But the left is looking at Washington, D.C. 12 straight days. We're now on day 13. No homicides in Washington, D.C. 13 days in a row. It's a big deal. It's a good thing that people aren't killing other people in Washington, D.C. And the left is pouting about it. Well, someone's going to die soon. That's what they are. This is why we've called them the party of death for years. And by the way, they're going to be like, well, it's a constitutional right to kill other people, which is what they think about abortion. But just imagine, I mean, that's how bad Trump derangement syndrome has gotten. That they're now rooting for murder just to stick it to Trump. Evil, just sick, like really deranged people. But anyway, here's Donald Trump yesterday. He was signing executive orders and he mentioned cashless bail, which is something that, I mean, I have a lot of experience with. Coming from New York, which is the first state where it was tried, hapless Governor Andrew Cuomo was the governor who signed that into law. And of course, what we all said, this is only going to lead to more crime because you're taking away the consequences for committing crime. We talked about this yesterday with Zohran Mamdani and ending the enforcement of misdemeanor crimes in New York City. So here's Trump on this idea of ending cashless bail in D.C., which he can do. He can't do this across the country, but he can do it in Washington, D.C. because he's got federal control. Watch.
So I'll start signing the executive orders. To me, this is a very, very big deal. One of the executive orders has to do with cashless bail. That was when the big crime in this country started. And I can tell you who did it, when, but I don't want to do that because others followed pretty quickly. But that was when it happened. Somebody kills somebody, they go in, don't worry about it, no cash, come back in a couple of months, we'll give you a trial. You never see the person again. And, I mean, they kill people and they get out. Cashless bail. They thought it was discriminatory to make people put up money because they just killed three people lying on a street. Any street all over the country, cashless bail, we're ending it. But we're starting by ending it in D.C., and that we have...
End it in D.C. Donald Trump has the right to end it in D.C. This is going to be serve as yet another deterrent for violent crime in Washington, D.C. Because now you go in, you commit a violent crime, you assault somebody, you're no longer just getting booked and then getting released, right? That's not happening. You're no longer just getting booked and getting released. You're getting booked and you're staying in custody. There are consequences. Consequences are the best deterrent. Okay, so I'm fully in favor of that. Cashless bail was stupid from the very beginning, and everybody called it out. Everybody called it out. That was supposed to be calling it out. The Democrats are standing, oh, yeah, it's going to be great for black and brown people. What about the black and brown people that they kill? Right? What about the black and brown people that are being terrorized in the communities that the other black and brown people that you're protecting now with cashless bail... You know, what about those? What about those communities that are being terrorized by the criminals that you're protecting? I guess they don't matter? I guess not. All right, I want to get to this. We got to get to this. You know my stance on the flag burning thing. For those of you who don't know my stance on the flag burning thing, this is my stance on the flag burning thing. Donald Trump has proposed this since his first term. 1 year in prison for anybody who burns the American flag. That's the way he phrases it when he speaks. Okay? However, the president saying things does not carry any legal weight, right? It doesn't. That's not policy. Speech is not policy. If he says, deport Kilmar Abrego Garcia, and he's speaking, that doesn't mean he's being deported. Speech is not policy. Policy is policy. It has to be on a page, signed. There's a procedure, okay? But I have always been very vocal about, I don't agree with it if that's how it was written down. If it was a broad, vague, executive order that said 1 year in jail for anybody who burns the American flag. 100% against that, as much as I hate seeing the American flag burn. I hate seeing it. I don't like it. However, it is one of the ways to properly retire the American flag. Obviously, if the executive order was 1 year in jail for everybody who anybody who burns the American flag, I would believe there'd be a carve out for flag retirement. But that leave that off to the side. I don't like seeing the American flag burn. Okay? I don't like seeing people doing it, you know, provocatively. I don't like it as a form of protest. However, if it is your flag, meaning it is your property, you are constitutionally allowed to burn it if it's being done safely as a form of protest. One of the best things about the First Amendment, I don't have to agree with what you say, but I will always defend your right to say it as long as it's within accordance of the law, right? As long as it's peaceful. Somebody wants to protest the United States of America in their backyard, take the American flag and drop it into their fire pit. I don't like it, but they have the right to do it. They have the right to do it. And that's been my stance from day one until now. So I heard about this executive order yesterday about the flag. And I said, oh, no, he's doing it. And I'll play for you the clip when he talked about it. Because what he says in this clip versus what the executive order says are two totally different things. So here's what Trump said. And then we'll get to, what the executive order said. Here's the clip.
When you burn the American flag, it incites riots at levels that we've never seen before. People go crazy. In a way, both ways. There are some that are going crazy for doing it. There are others that are angry about them doing it. Do you want to discuss that?
Sure. So what the executive order does, sir, it charges your Department of Justice with investigating instances of flag burning. And then where there's evidence of criminal activity, that where prosecution wouldn't fall afoul of the First Amendment, and instructs the Department of Justice to prosecute those who are engaged in these instances of flag burning.
And what the penalty is going to be, if you burn a flag, you get 1 year in jail. No early exits, no nothing. You get 1 year in jail. If you burn a flag, you get. And what it does is incite to riot. I hope they use that language, by the way. Did they?
Yeah,
incite to riot. And you burn a flag, you get 1 year in jail. You don't get.
So he keeps repeating, you burn a flag, you get 1 year in jail. You burn a flag, you get 1 year in jail. Okay? And so at face value, I don't agree with that statement. If you burn a flag, you get a year in jail. No. I agree 100%, 100% with the executive order. Okay? Here is the executive order. I'm going to pop it on your screen. And this is very important for anybody who is still hyperventilating and knee-jerking over this. Okay? This is very important. By the authority vested in me as president by the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, it is hereby ordered. Section 1, purpose. Our great American flag is the most sacred and cherished symbol of the United States of America. Over nearly 2.5 centuries, many thousands of American patriots have fought, bled, and died to keep the stars and stripes waving proudly. The American flag is a special symbol in our national life that should unite and represent all Americans of every background and walk of life. Desecrating it is uniquely offensive and provocative. It is a statement of contempt, hostility, and violence against our nation. The clearest possible expression of opposition to the political union that preserves our rights, liberty, and security. Burning this representation of America may incite violence and riot. American flag burning is also used by groups of foreign nationals as a calculated act to intimidate and threaten violence against Americans because of their nationality and place of birth. Notwithstanding the Supreme Court's rulings on First Amendment protections, the court has never held that American flag desecration conducted in a manner that is likely to incite imminent lawless action, or that is an action amounting to fighting words, is constitutionally protected. See Texas versus Johnson. My administration will act to restore respect and sanctity to the American flag and prosecute those who incite violence or otherwise violate our laws while desecrating this symbol of our country to the fullest extent permissible under any available authority. No problem with any of that. Meaning, you take an American flag, whether it's yours, if it's stolen, you're not getting prosecuted for burning it. Well, you are. You're getting prosecuted for stealing it and then destroying it, right? destruction of public property, destruction of someone else's property, right? It's you'll get prosecuted for that. If somebody, Joe Schmo, decided to take their American flag down from their house, go on Facebook Live, burn it in their fire pit, and say, I am protesting the United States. I do not like, insert whatever. I don't like the Israel thing. I don't like the border. I don't like this. I don't like that. Whatever it might be. And they're not telling other people to riot. That is protected. I don't like it, but that is protected. And that's what the order says. However, if there is a protest on a street somewhere, and somebody decides to take an American flag and light it on fire in the middle of that protest, that is illegal. Not only is that going to incite a riot, according to this executive order, it may provoke people to commit imminent lawless action, and it's unsafe publicly. You could get somebody hurt. You can't just set fires wherever you want. That's arson. So the way Trump talked about it, where it's, if you burn a flag, you get a year in jail. Well, okay, I get what he's doing. He's summing it up. He's, telling everybody this is what's going to happen. But the text of the executive order really is all that matters. That's the policy here. The speech is just speech. The policy is what the executive order says. And the executive order makes it perfectly clear. You will be prosecuted if your flag burning is connected to another crime or incites a riot. And I have no problem with that whatsoever, because inciting a riot is not protected speech and not protected by the First Amendment. Arson is not protected by the First Amendment. Lighting things on fire in the middle of the street is not protected by the First Amendment. Creating a risk to public safety is not protected by the First Amendment. So this executive order, the text of the actual EO, not the emotional response from Luke Rutkowski and some of these panicking never Trumpers that are out there, the text of the executive order, that's what matters. And the text of the executive order does not infringe on anybody's First Amendment rights. Now, if they tried to criminalize burning the American flag safely in a controlled setting in your backyard, I would be out here saying this is wrong. But the fact of the matter is that's not what they're doing. That's not what they're doing. They're criminalizing already criminal behavior. And I'm totally fine with that. There's nothing wrong with that executive order as far as I'm concerned. Nothing wrong with that executive order. Are we there?
Yes, we just hit
okay,
it.
Okay, I see Bad Moon. He's starting to unleash the Mo. He's hung. All right, there he is. We've got Mo. He's spelling them out. He's going crazy in the chat. Mo is here. We've honked our hedgehog on camera. Okay. There is one of the acceptable ways to dispose of the American flag, a worn flag, a tattered flag, is to cut it into, small pieces and place those pieces into a fire.
It's called retiring.
Yeah, you retire the flag. I've done that several times with some veterans, and it's been a really cool experience, actually. All right, quick break. Got to talk to you about our friends over at My Patriot Supply, and then we'll get to this Democrat issue. They are in some trouble, folks. We talked about it a little bit yesterday. Going to talk a little bit more about it today, and we've got the highly caffeinated Harry Enten from CNN to go over some of the numbers. Not looking good for the Democrats. But first, a word from our friends at My Patriot Supply. This summer's not just hot. It's been historic. We're getting a little reprieve right now, but it's been a very hot summer. Flash flood warnings are at a 40-year high, and that's not slowing down anytime soon. Towns are underwater, roads are being washed out, and every crisis zone, you get the same scene. Crowds standing in line waiting for bottled water, waiting for food, waiting for somebody to show up and save them. They will tell you that help is on the way, but what if help isn't on the way? What if help takes days? What if help doesn't come at all? If you think the system is built to protect you, you're going to be all right? I don't know. You're taking a risk. The government, the system can barely handle one emergency, let alone dozens. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be the one with empty hands in the middle of a crisis. And right now, My Patriot Supply is going to help you solve that problem. They are giving away 4 free weeks of emergency food. Just go to mypatriotsupply.com/ungoverned. Find out how you can claim your free 4-week food supply and join millions of Americans who are preparing with mypatriotsupply.com. mypatriotsupply.com/ungoverned. Thousands of people are heading over to this website now. You see, almost 20,000 people have recently viewed this product. A 3-month with a free month. 3-month emergency food kit with a free 4-week food kit. 25-year shelf life. 2,000 calories a day. mypatriotsupply.com/ungoverned. Get that 3-month emergency food kit. You get a free month on top of it. mypatriotsupply.com/ungoverned. It's mypatriotsupply.com/ungoverned. The Democrats are having problems. We talked about this yesterday. Internal struggles when it comes to their platform, what they stand for, what direction they're going. Fundraising struggles in terms of money. This is just great. Now, remember when Kamala Harris, we asked the chat pop quiz, after the 2024 election, what was the main story about Kamala Harris and the money that she spent in the 2024 election? Does anybody remember, Brennan, do you remember the story about the money Kamala Harris spent during the 2024 election at all?
Oh, yeah. She got like huge debt.
She had huge debt. Yeah. Huge debt. That's right. That's exactly right. Well, apparently, here we are 9 months, 9 months after the 2024 election, over 9 months, actually, over 9 months. Kamala Harris is still in debt. Ooh. And the DNC is still paying that bill. The next door neighbor types that don't mow their lawn, we know about that. We know about that. Are always leaving trash outside and spread gossip around the neighborhood. That's Kamala Harris, the Democrat Party right now, after the DNC paid her $15 million election loss debt. There's a guy down the road from us whose house is just being consumed.
Oh, yeah.
By,
it's like fortified, would that be the right word? With like the bushes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just, talk about not mowing the lawn, nothing's going on. Imagine you're a Democrat in early 2024. You're excited about Joe Biden somehow. You give money towards the campaign. The coup ensues. Biden is out. Replaced by Kamala Harris. Hundreds of millions of dollars are transferred to her campaign. You decide to donate to Kamala's campaign. Harris goes on to raise and squander over $1 billion in her embarrassing loss to Trump. You're a staunch Democrat. You want to see the DNC fight back, so you then donate to the DNC, only to find out that the DNC had to take your money that you thought you were fighting back. I'm going to fight back. I'm going to write this $1,000 check. And they're still paying off Kamala Harris's debt. Unbelievable. Axios, left wing, reporting the DNC continues to pay the election debt left by the Harris campaign. The Democrats are still paying for Kamala Harris's loss to Donald Trump. The DNC has paid more than $15 million toward Harris' 2024 campaign expenses in the first 6 months of 2025. You can't make this up. And they want to run the country? There's a massive difference in cash on hand. We talked about this yesterday. The DNC has $13.9 million on hand. The Republican, the RNC, has $84.3 million. And they're still paying off Kamala's debts. And they're not helping themselves because they've done immense brand damage a la Cracker Barrel to bring the show full circle. Here is Harry Enten on CNN talking about the damage the Democrats have done to their own brand. It may even be worse than Cracker Barrel. Watch this.
The Democratic brand right now has about the appeal with the American voter as the Cracker Barrel rebrand has with the American consumers. Bad, bad, bad. What are you doing? Oh, my goodness gracious. What are we talking about here in terms of big party registration changes in the key swing states? Let's look at the key four swing states that, in fact, do keep track of registration by party. Look, the Republican Party is in their best position at this point in the cycle since at least 2005 in all four of these key battleground states. We go out to the Southwest, Arizona. How about Nevada? Republicans haven't done this well since 2005. Oh, my goodness gracious, at this point in the cycle. North Carolina, I couldn't find a point at which Republicans were doing better at this point in the cycle. It's at least this century. It probably goes way back in the last century. And Pennsylvania, very similar. Republicans doing better at this point than at any point this century, at least as far as I could find. Now, what types of gains are we talking about here for the Republican Party? Well, let's compare it to this point during the first Trump administration all the way back in 2017. Look at this. The Republican Party gains in party registration compared to this point back in 2017 during the Trump first administration. In Arizona, you got a Republican gain of 3 points. Okay, how about Nevada? Up the hill we go, even though we're sticking in the Southwest. a gain of 6 points. How about, again, we come to the East Coast, North Carolina, a gain of 8 points for the Republicans. And in the Keystone State in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, again, we're talking about a gain of 8 points. My goodness gracious, for Republicans, they are converting old former Democrats to their side of the ledger, as well as picking up new voters, registering new voters, and it absolutely paid off for them back in the 2024 election.
There you go. Democrats' brand is in shambles. You know why? Would you like to know why? There, see, that he said the Republican Party is getting all of the folks who used to be Democrats over to their side of the ledger. It's because the Democrats aren't catering to those people who used to be their base anymore. They're catering literally to 1% of the United States population. 1%, which is a lot. 2.8 million Americans identify transgender. Yuck. Which is not a real thing. Gender dysphoria is real, but, you know, you can't change genders or biological sex. You can't. 25% of that 2.8 million are kids under the age of 17. Kids! Wonder why kids are the ones, you know, doing that en masse. I wonder why. Oh, right. Because they're being indoctrinated. That's right. They're being indoctrinated. They've been told it's acceptable to protest the way you were born and mutilate your body. And the Democrats are playing to them instead of playing to the blue-collar, working-class, everyday American. That's why old-school blue-dog Democrats are crossing over to the Republican Party. We may not agree on everything, but they say, look at these people. I used to think that these... No. They are crazy. They are crazy. They're paying off Kamala's debt. They're suffering a branding crisis. Not good. All right, folks. Jeremy Harrell is coming up next on LFA TV, rumble.com/LFA TV. That is home base. That is HQ. Before Jeremy comes on, I want you to take a look at the LFA TV store, lfatv.us. Click on that visit the store tab over on the right-hand side, lfatv.us. Look, here's that I don't really care Margaret shirt, J.D. Vance, love it, word at the arc. You can pick that stuff up at the LFA TV store, lfatv.us, lfatv.us. Pick up something before Jeremy comes on, then tell him in the chat, hey, Jeremy, I got one of the things at the LFA TV store because of the crazy flannel guy screaming at me in the previous hour. All right, check it out. Jeremy Harrell coming up next. Thank you so much for watching and listening. As President Trump says, we will never give up. We will never give in. And we will never, ever surrender. And if all else fails, we'll just become ungovernable. Thank you. God bless you. God bless this one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. Jeremy Harrell up next. Rumble.com/LFATV. Hit that like button. Hit that follow button. And we will be back tomorrow morning. Same time, same place. Until then, have a great rest of your Tuesday. And thank you for your attention to this matter.